Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up over the next half an hour, a Donegal TD says he expects banks will in the coming days announce measures to help homeowners affected by defective blocks. A Foyle MLA says Ebrington Square in Derry is the property of the people and its management needs to be transformed from the Executive Office to Derry City and Strabane District Council. At today's meeting of Donegal County Council's planning policy, it was confirmed that works are ongoing to identify vacant properties in the county, and a County Tyrone man convicted of killing Pat Ward has been sentenced to 20 years in prison. These stories plus more to come. Oisin Kelly will be live with the latest in sport. First in news, a Donegal TD says he expects banks will in the coming days announce measures to help homeowners affected by defective blocks. However, Deputy Pearse Doherty, the Sinn Féin finance spokesperson, told Greg Hughes today on the 9 till noon show that he doesn't believe the measures will go far enough. He says ultimately there needs to be an increase in the banking levy to reflect the increased profits being made as a result of rising interest rates. Deputy Doherty says he's been meeting with bank representatives and reminding them that as they hold the mortgages on many affected homes, they have responsibilities.
I've met with the central bank. We've had very detailed discussions in relation to case studies in terms of the central bank and their role from a consumer protection point of view. I've met with the Bank and Payments Federation. I've encouraged them, and thankfully they did do this, to meet with the focus groups. We've raised this numerous times with the Minister for Finance in relation to having a pathway or more supports for MICA homeowners. I expect that we're going to see something in relation to that, Greg. I got the Finance Committee to write to the banks In the last number of weeks, and we've seen responses come in the last number of days saying that they are working with the department to actually look at a kind of bespoke product. And I know tomorrow there is a meeting that I'll be engaging with the Bank and Payments Federation in relation to MICA. Will it go far enough? I would imagine it's not. I would imagine it's more to do with the bridge financing, and we've been looking for zero interest rates for bridge financing and all of that. But the bigger issue is this year, we're rebuilding the assets off the banks, and the banks have skin in the game and they should be contributing to this.
A Foyle MLA says Ebrington Square in Derry is the property of the people and its management needs to be transferred from the Executive Office to Derry City and Strabane District Council. Last month, it emerged payments of almost £300,000 were made to three cases where legal action was being threatened over issues concerning the use of the facility for events. Michaela Clark has more.
In a letter to Foyle MLA Sinead McLaughlin last month, a senior executive office official confirmed a total of £280,000 was paid out in three settlements. The payments were made to a local hotel, a festival organiser and a fun fair. Now, Ms McLaughlin says these recent events have shown that the executive office is not able to properly manage this important asset, emphasising that Ebrington Square belongs to the people of Derry. She says a plan should be put in place for the transfer of the square, with the operational management of the facility transferred to the council in the short term. Ms McLaughlin says the focus needs to be on ensuring the tourism potential of the square is realised and that there's a vibrant events offering in the square next year.
A County Tyrone man convicted of killing Pat Ward has been sentenced to 20 years in prison. Mr. Ward was found dead in an alleyway in Clogher in 2019. Reporter James Gould was at Duncannon Crown Court.
The family of Mr. Ward left court today cheering and opening bottles of champagne. Niall Cox of McRae Park in Clogher was sentenced to 20 years in prison for murdering the father of four. His partner, Karen Marie MacDonald, will serve 10 years for manslaughter. Detective Inspector Claire McGarvey spoke after the sentencing.
Pat was a loving husband, a son and a father to four young children. His wife and family have been robbed of a loved one in this senseless and brutal attack.
Pat's wife, Ellen, says her children have been left to grow up with no father.
At today's meeting of Donegal County Council's planning policy SPC meeting, it was confirmed that works are ongoing to identify vacant properties in the county. To date, over 1,600 properties have been surveyed, with 826 confirmed to be vacant. A council spokesperson confirmed that they will now be moving on to the second stage of the process to identifying the property owners. Donegal County Council is hosting a number of drop-in events across the county to outline supports available for the refurbishing of vacant and derelict properties. Funding resources such as the Vacant Property Refurbishment Grant Scheme, Repair and Lease Scheme and the Conservation Advice Grant Scheme are available for property owners to avail of. Grants of up to €84,000 are available. With dereliction an issue vastly affecting Donegal, Councillor Patrick McGowan is urging people to attend the information sessions.
Very much welcome announcement that the council now will hold 17 public information meetings right across the county, and this is to give sort of one-to-one advice for the public or anyone that owns old or derelict buildings. This meeting will take three parts in this. One is about the vacant properties, the grants and how to draw it down. The other one then is about buildings that people might wish to get fixed up and leased back to the council for a period of 10 years. And there's also information there too as well about older buildings, say buildings that are listed. You can get a conservation grant to employ a designer about how to refurbish an old house, you know, this and keep them with the conservation. All of this information will be given out at these sessions. There'll be staff at all 17 and be dealt with on a one-to-one basis. It's a great opportunity for anybody that owns an old, empty or derelict house either within the town or within the countryside.
And indeed, we have seen dereliction affect many parts of the county, particularly in East Donegal. So now is the opportunity to be proactive and tackle this.
There's been a lot of talk over the years about the council getting tougher and reporting and trying to deal with dereliction, particularly if they're in close proximity to other houses and maybe neighbours complaining about the unsightly houses and overgrown and that. But at a time now that there's a big demand on houses, this is the opportunity. It's important that everybody go and get the information firsthand and talk about their own particular problems. There's no doubt, like, there will be issues out there, but the best way is to go sit down with the council and try and sort it out.
A list of the scheduled information events is available on our website, highlandradio.com. Angry protesters with mock gallows and photographs of high-profile politicians have continued a demonstration outside Leinster House this evening. Around 200 people have been on the streets since this morning. Barry White has more.
Chants of "You'll never beat the Irish" and "Leo, Leo, Leo, out, out, out" has greeted TDs today as they return to the Dáil after the summer recess. However, there is a sinister element to this protest. There are mock gallows, which feature an effigy of a man hanging from a noose, along with portraits of politicians including the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar and Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald. While sources here at Leinster House say at one point a bottle of urine was thrown over the gates, while some protesters have also been abusing Gardaí outside Leinster House.
243 young people in Donegal have signed an open letter to the county's representatives penned by the National Youth Council of Ireland. The letter, which was part of a countrywide campaign, is calling on the government to invest an additional €9.4 million in young people in the budget 2024. It follows growing demands on youth work organisations. Daniel Meister is communications manager for the NYCI. He says the response from Donegal shows the concern on a local level.
We've had a really strong response from Donegal. So we had over 5,500 people nationwide sign the open letter calling on government to invest in young people and youth work in the budget. And we've had 243 in Donegal alone. So that's a really strong response and really shows, I suppose, the concern people have locally in Donegal for, you know, they're very aware of the need for support for young people. There's lots of fantastic youth services already in Donegal. But people know that, you know, with more investment, they could do more.
Highland Radio reached out to the five Donegal deputies to which the letter was addressed. Two responses have been received thus far. These and the letter in full can be read on our website, highlandradio.com. An inshore fishers representative on Donegal County Council's Fishery Committee says the number of ministers and TDs visiting the ploughing championships this week reflects the gap between the farming and fishing sectors in successive governments' lists of priorities. Arranmore Island-based Gerry Early says there's been a lack of cohesion since Ireland joined the EU, and the fishing sector has consistently been the sacrificial lamb when a deal had to be done. He says that gap between the sectors is very clear this week.
That's very evident by the social media content that I'm looking at the last couple of days. It's amazing that they can find the time to do that. And those representing the fishing sector would say that it's very, very hard to get them to attend fishing expos, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, a little surprised and a little bit angry at it all. This goes back to 1973, as far as I'm concerned, you know, with the advent of the EU and the lack of foresight by those in government. This is not a pop at the farming sector. This is a pop at the politicians who represented us back then and still represent us. As far as I'm concerned, there's a real lack of cohesion. It's amazing to think that two of the biggest sectors in this country, farming and fishing, are represented by one minister who happens to be from Donegal at this stage. And with all due respect to the minister, it's heavily geared towards farming as far as I'm concerned. There's something far wrong with the system.
The road safety authorities say they are confident they can bring down the waiting times for driving tests. Learner drivers are currently waiting up to 30 weeks for a driving test. Eligible drivers are supposed to receive a test within 10 weeks of applying. RSA Chief Operations Officer Brendan Walsh says the current backlog is due to an unprecedented level of applications.
For the last 18 months, we are seeing levels that are at unprecedented numbers of people being educated to drive, applying for learner permits. Compared to 2019, we've seen an increase of 53% in the number of people with learner permits. And in relation to that, particularly around the younger age group, from 17 to 20, it's up 64%.
Police in the north are reminding motorists about the dangers of drink driving after two crashes overnight. The first happened in Cookstown in Tyrone and the second was in Baleek in Fermanagh. Both drivers were arrested on suspicion of drink driving. The PSNI says reducing deaths and serious injury on roads is a policing priority. It adds that the message is very clear. Never ever drink and drive. The time is approaching 12 minutes past 5. We're going to go to a short break and we'll be back with all the latest in sport. It's just gone quarter past. We're going to Oisin Kelly for all the latest in sport.
Thanks, Donna Marie. We're going to start with European football. Arsenal make their return to the Champions League tonight. They play PSV at the Emirates, 6 years on from their last involvement in Europe's top competition. It's also the first time that manager Mikel Arteta will take charge of a Champions League match. He says it will be a significant occasion for everyone at the club.
Proud and excited, I would say. It's been a long time for the club since we haven't been in the competition. And obviously it's the first time for me as a manager as well. So really looking forward to it.
Kick-off for the Group B clash in London is at 8 o'clock. At the same time, Manchester United are also in action. And they face what could be a tough night for them. They're in Germany, taking on Bayern Munich in Group A. They're coming up against former transfer target Harry Kane at the Allianz Arena. United boss Erik ten Hag says they'll have to exploit whatever chances come their way.
You can't be unfocused for 1 second, one split of second, because so much individual class they have. They leave you also sometimes spaces. But yeah, we are very respectful and we know Bayern.
Ivan Perisic is set to miss the rest of the season with Tottenham. The club have confirmed their Croatian wing-back tore an ACL in his right knee. Perisic requires surgery and will be out for an extended period of time. The John Gorey Kern Youth Cup finals on tonight at the Diamond Park in Ballyar. Ballyrea and Celtic are playing Kilmacrenan and Celtic. Kick-off time to that fixture is at 7:30. In the Irish League, Derrickview have appointed Ivan Sproul as their interim manager of the first team. It takes over the reins from Tommy Canning, who resigned following last weekend's defeat to Ards. And he will be assisted by Colin Robinson. Sproul's first game in charge will be Saturday's basement clash at home to Knock Breda. The club have invited applications for the post of first team manager. The deadline is Friday the 22nd of September. In rugby, Jack Conan has been ruled out of Saturday's World Cup meeting with the Springboks. Ireland defence coach Simon Easterby says the Leinster back row is on schedule with his recovery from a foot injury and should face Scotland in a fortnight's time. Despite South Africa naming 7 forwards among their 8 replacements, Ireland are set to go with a traditional 5-3 split. Well, Italy are looking to make it 2-1 from 2 in a Pool A off the World Cup. They've already started in Nice with the Italians taking on the Uruguayans And latest score there with about a half an hour played, just over a half an hour played, at Atlea leading by 7 points to nil. Ian Madigan has announced his retirement from professional rugby. The former Ireland out half was most recently with Ulster, but his game time was limited in recent seasons due to injury. Madigan made 31 appearances for his country and played at the 2015 World Cup. At provincial level, he won two Heineken's Champions Cup titles with Leinster. Well, as we know, Mickey Hart, the three-time All-Ireland winner with Tyrone, was last night confirmed as the Derry senior football manager on a three-year term. Hart, no doubt, will have a very keen interest on the senior club scene in the county. And this week's action starts tonight with two group games. In Group A, Ballinascreen are taking on Owen Rua. And in Group B, Slochneil face Kilray. Both those matches start at 7:45. Also, in the Intermediate Championship tonight, Banagher are up against Lausanne. And there's also one game tonight as well in the Tyrone Championship at Intermediate level in Stewartstown. Rock are playing Clonoe at 7:30. Finally, in cricket, today's one-day international meeting of England and Ireland has been abandoned. Play was due to get underway at 12:30, but consistent rain at Headingley left parts of the pitch too wet for the umpire's liking. The sides will try again on Saturday at Trent Bridge. And that's your sport, Dunham-Marie. Back with more tomorrow morning.
Thanks, Oisin. Letterkenny Milford Municipal District has been told that it is planned to replace the existing roundabouts at Oatfield Roundabout and Station Roundabout with linked traffic signal junctions. Formal pedestrian crossing facilities will also be incorporated into both, with the intention of implementing the plan in the short to medium term. Councillor Kieran Brogan asked if funding has already been applied for and also expressed concern that linking this with other planned projects may delay the plans even further.
The land use and transportation study, which had taken place back in as far as 2009, which is a long time ago, the LUT study, as it was known, identified the Oatfield roundabout and the station roundabout as two areas that needed change and needed funding in order to signalise junctions in place. And I think we'd all acknowledge that it's one of the busiest junctions in Donegal, with the bus station, the shopping centre, the taxi rank, the ATU. It's really a very hugely populated area, a lot of pedestrians there, and I think a signalised junction there, taking away the roundabout, would improve that. That has been acknowledged a long time ago by the professionals. I suppose what I want to see happening here now is I want to see your own executive bringing that from the shelf and putting it top of the agenda for funding. It needs to be a priority.
One of your concerns is that, in a sense, this is being linked in with other projects, other relief roads, and your worry is that this may become just pushed back and pushed back and pushed back, and maybe another 10, 15 years before we see anything happening.
That's exactly right. 2009 now is a long time ago. It's 14 years ago. There was no money around for a number of years. Now there is money around, so we need to prioritise the most urgent cases, and I think this is one that's most urgent, and I think it would make a huge difference for many people using that area.
A warning has been issued after life-saving water safety equipment was damaged in Strabane. Over the weekend, throw lines were vandalised and thrown into the water at Strabane Canal. The Derry and Strabane Policing and Community Safety Partnership is reminding people of the potentially fatal consequences of misusing life-saving equipment at waterways across the district. The Education Minister says ChatGPT was not in the equation when the new senior cycle changes were being formulated. Norma Foley says the role of AI needs to be examined by the State Examinations Commission before any new senior cycle changes can happen. Plans for teachers to mark their own students have been put on hold while the research is undertaken. Minister Foley says AI is a new space that they hadn't planned for.
This time last year when we announced senior cycle reform, ChatGPT was not part of our world, and we have to acknowledge that it is there, and I have tasked the SEC, the State Examination Commission, to undertake significant research in this area so that we can be better informed as to how we can harness AI but also armour ourselves against what will be the challenges.
Donegal County Council is to examine the potential use of solar-powered compacting bins in Letterkenny. It's as part of a review of bin provision in the area. Jimmy Kavanagh told a municipal district meeting there are too many complaints about the lack of bins in the town. He said solar compacting bins are all over Dublin, but he noticed them last week in Carrick on Shannon. They hold 10 times more than ordinary bins and send electronic messages to the council when they're full. Calling for a review of the location of bins, Councillor Kavanagh says it's time to look seriously at the compacting option.
They may be expensive, but they're widely used now throughout the country. Smaller towns are now using them as well, and I think that those councils have looked at them and seen that in the long term they're economical. They also have small openings that you can only really put a can or a bottle into. So it stops the problem of people throwing domestic rubbish into bins, which is then scattered by dogs and cats and so on. And that's a problem in Letterkenny. There's also a problem of bins being overturned, I think for the same reason, because they're open bins that you can do that to them. This is something that's coming to us all the time as members. I was in Carrick and Shannon recently as well, which is only a small town, much, much smaller than Letterkenny, and they have them everywhere. And I think those councils have worked out that this is the way to go, and I think we should be doing the same.
You made the point that the park at Ballybow in the Glencar area, behind the shopping centre there, has no bins at all, and that might be a very good place to pilot one of these solar compacting bins.
Yes, I would love to see that happen, and the council put a lot of work into that park. We're continually seeing glass broken on the paths and so on, which council have to clean up every week. There's recently been complaints on your own station about the problem of litter at Ballybow Park, and that puts people off using the park too, to an extent, if it, you know, gives it a bad name. So that's an ideal opportunity to try and tackle the litter and to pilot one of those bins.
The Minister for Media is appealing for people to pay their TV licence fee. The number of TV licences sold has continuously fallen since the start of the RTE scandal. Approximately 85% of revenue from TV licence fees goes to the national broadcaster. Minister Catherine Martin is urging people to remember the good of public service broadcasting.
It is the model that we have in place, and it's supporting public service broadcasting, which is of such importance to society and democracy. I can understand frustration out there and the mood of people, but again, I have to emphasise, you know, it's underlying public service broadcasting, and it's so important from news, current affairs, sport, art, independent productions.
Having a look to weather, breezy with a mix of sunshine and scattered showers. Some of the showers will be heavy with a chance of isolated thunder. Fresh to strong and gusty winds, gale force in northern coastal areas will ease later on and back southwest through the evening. Highest temperatures today of 13 to 15 degrees. To conclude this evening's news, a Donegal TD says he expects banks will announce measures to help homeowners affected by defective blocks. A Foyle MLA says Ebrington Square in Derry is the property of the people and its management needs to be transferred from the Executive Office to Derry City and Strabane District Council. At today's meeting of Donegal County Council's Planning Policy SPC, it was confirmed that works are ongoing to identify vacant properties in the county, and a County Tyrone man convicted of killing Pat Ward has been sentenced to 20 years in prison. Those are the latest headlines. The next news updates at 6 o'clock. In the meantime, you can keep up to date with all the latest local news on our website, highlandradio.com. From myself and the news team, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, the 20th of September. The death has taken place of Art O'Hagan, 21, Melmount Gardens, Strabane. Reposing at his home from 6:30 this evening. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 9:25 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Melmount Manor Residents Comfort Fund, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Fonzie James A. McCullough, Clooney, Key Road, Dunlow. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral Mass on Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock in St. Cronus Church, Dunlow, with interment afterwards in Mahary Cemetery. Rosary nightly at 9 p.m. And the death has taken place of Mary Patricia Haughey, 4 Rosemount Kilmacrennan, formerly of Killigordon, and 9 Pork Nahalunya, Maharinchur, Buncrana. Her remains posing at 4 Rosemount Kilmacrennan. Funeral Mass on Friday morning at 11 in St. Columbus Church, Kilmacrennan, with burial afterwards in New Leck Cemetery, Letterkenny. House private, please, on the morning of the funeral. For more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.